KBND Radio News Time, 12:05. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Noon News. I'm Dave Jarvis. This update is brought to you by Paul Heatherman, attorney at law. Thinking of bankruptcy? Well, you may have alternatives. Know all your options. Contact Paul Heatherman at bendattorneys.com. Now with the news, here's Kelly Blyer.
Thanks, Dave. It's been suggested to the city of Redmond as a way to prime the city's economy. Developers are asking the city to consider reducing their system development charges. 1110 KBND's Dave Adams has our story.
Developers say right now every little bit helps.
It can be significant. What we're talking about now really is the profit margins for developers. They've gotten to a point where the market is so low, so what they recoup in terms of what they sell or lease is so low that they're not having any profit margin on their projects.
City of Redmond Community Development Director Heather Richard says the SDC charges for a single-family home are $12,300 right now. Tomorrow morning, staff will ask the City Council for direction if they should cut that in half. Redmond is already the lowest city in the region for system development fees. These fees pay for infrastructure development like sewer, water, and roads. Dave Adams, 1110 KBND Radio News.
There will be no swimming at the Madras Aquatic Center for the next month. The facility is closed for the month of April to save money. The pool is facing a $70,000 budget shortfall, and the closure should save them about $30,000. The director of the Madras Aquatic Center, Bobby DeRose, says the pool's board is considering a tax to bring in more revenue.
But I think in the long run, to really be financially sustainable, I think that's going to have to be the answer. But we're going to expand into looking to expand into more of a parks and rec district and not just an aquatic center district. So trying to expand our revenue streams by including things that are outside of the water.
The aquatic center opened in 2008. About 27% of the funding comes from a property tax levy, and the remainder comes from memberships, swim lessons, and other programs. The pool is scheduled to reopen on May 2nd. Redmond schools are moving forward with plans to renovate some of their elementary schools and high school. The money for the improvements come from bond savings from new school construction costs that came in under budget. School board president Jim Erickson says the nearly $2 million in work will prolong the life of the schools.
But that's all bond money. That's no extra cost to the taxpayers. And what it will do is revitalize those schools. It will cut yearly costs in terms of the general fund.
The elementary schools to be renovated in the next year include Lynch, Tuck, and Tumalo. After a long time of waiting out of the economic downfall, some commercial investors are showing signs of economic healing. Eric Schultz of Compass Commercial says some investors were patient and smart, holding back while others were diving in, and now investing while others are fearful.
I really think that's a barometer, and I look to them and think that they're on the leading edge of a recovery here in Central Oregon.
He adds those particular investors have been sitting out for at least 5 years, and now that they're back, it could mean economic improvement to our region. Schultz was a guest on Your Town This Morning. For more details on these stories, go to KBND.com. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.